Yeah, look at this room. Look at these raised archways with the exposed beams. This is a cool statue right here. I have this black and yellow bin literally right behind me, so that's kind of freaky. I might just be a constituent. Who knows? I think that would actually boost my podcast if I said I was a constituent of Mr. Epstein. I don't know if it wouldn't bog me down too many pegs. Not that I'm too high on the totem pole already, you know? What does this get? 7 viewers? Sick. Literally or metaphorically. But I think that's important to give people their flowers while they can smell them. I think that's super important, especially around this time of year. I don't think, you know, the societal, you know, construct or whatever is going on in today's day and age really caters or, you know, helps people get to those points or those conversations.
But why not us? You know, roles are important. Everybody has a role. When you have friend groups, you look at everybody. Everybody's got a different appendage in terms of skill that they have as an asset or something that they excel at. You know, and that's their role. That's their role in the group. That's their role in the friendship.
You know, not everything that's understood has to be spoken to. And a lot of the times that can result in a lack of communication between two people or whatever.
After the people, 256, I shit my pants like crazy. I'm going after it all day, every day for the people. 2 hours, 56 minutes, man.
I mean, this guy gets after it. This guy gets after it hard, fast and quick, and with a purpose. I mean, that dude just shit his fucking pants during a marathon and did not give a hell about what anybody had to say. Told the camera right into its face that he gave it its all, and that's all he had. And that's the energy I'm coming with moving forward.
First off, look at this car. That's the guy. That's Ryan Wedding. Seems like a pretty based, cool dude. You know, whatever. But look at this car, man. One of 6 in existence. Jeez Louise. Oh my ooze. Now, this has really no relation to anything. I just thought it was really cool. Look how cool this car is. I don't do a lot of these things where I show stuff that's cool to me. And this car is one of those things that I am extremely attracted to. I mean, good golly, oh gosh, if running a transnational drug cartel gets you this, then sign me up, brother.
It's important as a person to know you have to detach yourself from your ego and kind of let go, you know? Give yourself up to the bigger picture, to the bigger idea. It's so relieving when you can put it up to something bigger than yourself.
This is crazy. You could take the 10% of that contract, invest it into the S&P 500, earn about 7% a year, which is accurate, and then withdraw 4% annually. You can do that through annuities, whatever, and still live off about $400K a year for life while your principal keeps growing faster than inflation. Like, I don't know who these people have as accountants, whether it's their dad or it's like Aubrey Graham's record label, or if it's like Universal. I don't know. It's just stupid, man.
It's gonna change. It's gonna bend. It's gonna bind. Things will be different, but they'll be okay.
So that's what you could be. You can piss it away. In a moment's notice, like, everybody's up in arms about the Odell Beckham situation. Because he says that he talks about the struggles of a $100 million contract and says it's nearly impossible to build generational wealth with that money. Hey, guess what, dude? Fuck you.
Like, Edling's kind of a whole separate thing. Edling's kind of like it's like going to the gun range. It's like a mindless endeavor that I can kind of, like, dive into and just... I don't know why. I kind of like it. It's like a love-hate relationship, and it's weird why I like doing it, but I also have this kind of hate to it.
That is probably the most serial killer attribute to this entire house. Nothing of which of these previous pictures are too bad. White carpet. Immediate red flag.
But they're a struggling team. They're struggling to be consistent. If you're struggling with your friend group, or you're struggling in life,
Look to be a role player. Don't look to be a star player all the time. We got star players everywhere. You know, and they're jumping team to team, trying to figure it out, but the whole time, you got role players who've been in the league for years, consistently doing the damn thing. But yeah, it just goes to show that snowboarding leads nowhere. You know, kind of like football or any other sport, leads to kind of nothing.
But like some people might have a different external motivator. Like some people need like that David Goggins, that Jocko, to like just get them going.
From anyone, number one. Number two, they can remotely take control of your car.
That worries me because I have a new car. What? I'm pretty certain.
To make you drive off a bridge.
They're gonna mess with me.
To make you kill yourself, and make it look like an accident.
This is also why I got this on. They're probably face tracking me. They don't know it's me right now. And so inspiring because these guys did it with leather on their back and a hoof on their boot, and nothing but a wooden ship and a musket, and just trudged on. And now we're here. I'm sitting talking to an LED microphone. Those guys would be shitting themselves right now if they saw me doing this. They'd probably be pissed off, thinking, "What the fuck am I doing? Why am I not shooting a deer? Why am I not rummaging a village of their sulfur, gunpowder, and wheat? Why am I not trying to find my sixth wife at this point? I'm 26. Should have 15 children. They should all be serving in the army or be teachers or be butchers." I don't even know if that timeline necessarily makes sense. Like, it doesn't matter how successful or how much money you made in these sports. Like, you can become a transnational drug cartel person, like, in the blink of an eye. This was the first time that he started to build this legendary escapade of being a resilient and incredible character. And not that he was the best soldier in the world. I struggle to understand why I looked up to a lot of the people I looked up to so many years ago. But I only feel as if it was there was a turn point in my life to where you have to have those moments so you can learn about how you've changed mentally. And seeing this, you know, it really changes your perspective on the individual.
But like, why is it hard to listen to ourselves? Like, why do we need like that big emotional external motivation to like get ourselves going sometimes? Like, why do we always need that boost, that kick in the behind, that kick in the booty to get our chili hot? I don't know.
I mean, Mr. Kim, I mean, look at this dude. Look how stoic and masculine he is in some of these. I mean, look at the swag. Look at the leather trench coat. A sea of applause. A family man. The next ruler. Right to his right. First female ruler. I don't know if they would allow that in that country, but... I have a friend who's Korean. I'll let you guess which part.
Like, I dread doing it sometimes, and then once I'm doing it, I'm like, oh, I was editing for 3 hours. I need to go to bed. I have a job. I don't get paid to do this. This is, look, 30 people watch this over a year's time span. This is what it is, but...
With team success comes individual accolades. Anybody looking to get to the next level does not do so on their own accord. Only when you have a really high-achieving team do you experience this individual success. When you have others around you that are being successful, ultimately... This will result in individual success just because, you know, with rising tides, all boats float higher. I can't for the life of me remember that quote, but I know people know what the hell I'm talking about.
America as a country, we did so much to get to this point, you know, we did so much, and now we're 248 years in it. We got to stop and smell the roses while they're still there, still blooming.
I mean, look at this guy. Happy as a clam. And now he's selling heroin to America. He served as a part of the British military mission to Poland, assisting Polish forces in their struggle against the Soviet Red Army diplomatic roles, he remained in Poland for much of the 1920s and 30s, contributing to British-Polish relations while retaining his military commissions. So during this time, this man literally invaded so many countries. He just ended up just going to Poland for 30 years. And after these 30 years, this literally took him up into World War II. So this man enlisted into World War I, lost half of his upper body, and then continued to commission and lobby and be a damn near politician in Poland. And then transfer himself and enlist him, like, just throw himself into World War II. Like, this guy loved and was known for loving war. He loved war with a passion. Things we could control, right? What am I going to do? Blast white noise all day in my house? I mean, I play jazz. I've been playing Tchaikovsky. I've been playing a lot of Tchaikovsky recently throughout my day, like 3-hour compilations on YouTube of Tchaikovsky. It's like a just classical music. Maybe that's helping. Maybe that's helping the people listening to me through my microphones and all the buffering that I experience when I go into my banking apps. Maybe that's it. This was his Norwegian campaign. So I can't really recall what side Norway was on during World War II. I'm assuming that was an American. Yeah, it was Britain, American. Yeah, so he's on our side. He was
player. Ball player. Man of Christ as well. You're saying if you, it's almost like stopping and smelling the roses. If you don't stop and smell the roses, you'll forget that you'll probably in the middle of what you were previously praying for. You know, and that's America, dude.
People, everybody thinks, you know, being, you know, open and honest and, you know, true is lame or whack. But definitely, if you have somebody important, don't make it stupid or don't make it gay or don't make it awkward. Don't make it, you know, don't be look like overzealous with it. Be honest, be pure. It doesn't have to be a long drawn out poem. It can be a haiku. It can be 3-5-3. I love you. You love me. Like a bar. It could be a Barney song. You could sing them the Barney song for all I care. But just let them know they're important. Was he captured by the Axis forces in 1941 while en route to Yugoslavia? Wow, this stings. See, this is why it's all coming back to me, because if you're a religious individual, there's so many messages that are transferred in life. And I feel like sometimes we're sitting here asking ourselves where we can grasp understanding and where we can grasp worth. And it's tough because everybody wants to be worth the highest value, the most. Everybody wants to be the most important.
Yeah, I've been really trying to practice, like, recently just producing and, like, just exerting more love, like, in every which way possible. Just in any way, in any interaction that I've had, like, just trying to exuberate more love in every action. Like, whether it's just, like, a simple hello or
continue to share and touch on, you know, being a role player like these guys and just face fucking yourself with adversity. Because ultimately, you're just going to learn more about yourself going through shit versus trying to be the best around. No one's going to ever take us out.
There's a difference between, like, being overly emotionally involved and kind of, like, pampering them versus just being hype for what they got going on at that moment in time.
And I think it's important to understand that doing something that is bigger than yourself in life is ultimately the most rewarding thing. I remember one of the greatest coaches that I ever got coached by. It was actually, I realized a lot of my athletic career, I had a lot of white coaches.
Right on. Just love more. You know, Bob Marley would do that. Like, you know, what would the greats do? They always say study the greats. You know, he was a great. Mike Jack was a great. But I don't know if I'm necessarily aiming to be like a music star. I'm not trying to emulate music stars. Maybe the mementos and the ideas that they promoted, yeah.
Make sure you can give someone their flowers while they can still smell them. Because the last thing you want to be doing is reading from an obituary or saying these things when they can't hear it. If you have somebody that has impacted you in any type of way, let them know. Let them know that you were, you know, affected by them, that their actions have been seen and heard and felt, and that, you know, that they what they're doing is important, because you never know what that may do for that individual. That may be the thing that pushes them over the edge to success, or it might, you know, save them from jumping off of that edge to death.
They always give you advice or whatever, or you give advice, and they always say, why can't we just take our own advice, or why don't you see, you know, that other positive stuff in yourself that other people see? Now, why is it so hard to listen to ourselves? Like, what's the block?